So my first big mural, the Covent Garden mural, was a product of that involvement with the local community. And it shows people building a garden. And actually, they're building the garden that was underneath that painting. I don't know if you can see it in that. Can you see if I can bring that up? Yes, you can see that garden underneath the painting. And that's Cambridge Circus in the background. Oops, now what am I doing? How do we get out of this? That's Cambridge Circus in the background, and St. Martin's was just up the road from there. And that's Earlham's. The mural was in Earlham Street in Covent Garden. And depicted in the mural are, in one corner there are friends, you know, the neighborhood were very involved with the action. There's David Harrison, who eventually became a dean of the architecture school in Jamaica, who was one of the architects involved. Bill Lewington, who owned the Ironmongers, who was a real character. His son, when he died, his son took over the business. His name was also Bill, I think. Not Bill Lewington, so Bill, it will come to me. This is what happens when you reach this age. Bill Lewington owned the music shop across the road. Darn. Anyway, this guy in the blue shirt with his pipe, he was a real character, lovely person. Owned the hardware shop down the road, the Ironmongers. And Ralph is the guy with his shirt off there with all the muscle. He was a Covent Garden porter at one time, I think, and etc. They were all involved with the community, or a part of the community.